This episode sponsored by You Beauty. Looking for skincare that actually delivers transformative results? You Beauty combines breakthrough science with simplicity. The multitasking resurfacing compound replaces multiple steps with one powerful yet balanced formula, designed to visibly brighten, smooth, and even skin, while helping minimize the look of pores, dark spots, and fine lines. And it's gentle enough for sensitive skin. Add their super hydrator for up to 48 hours of multi-level hydration that leaves skin looking plump, dewy, and glowing. Streamline your routine and see the difference for yourself. Shop now at youbeauty.com.
And we are back with a special episode of the Kyle Anzalone Show. There is just so much happening and developing in the world today. I wanted to come on with a special broadcast, take some time, break down today's events, especially since next week, at the beginning of the week, I'll have Lawrence Wilkerson as my guest on the show. So I'll have a ton of questions for him, but I definitely want to cover everything I have listed up for today's show. So if you are watching live, be sure you're subscribed to the show. Check out recent episodes. Had a bunch of really good interviews recently. Colonel Douglas McGregor, Larry Johnson was back on the show, Professor Mohamed Mirandi. And so we're getting great guests on the show, and the channel's growing, and that's because everybody out there is liking, sharing, and subscribing. So if you want to help out the show continue to grow, be sure to do that, and that way you don't miss an episode. So Donald Trump has had a lot of interesting things to say on the topic of Iran today, and I am going to get to that. But first, the U.S. ordered the non-emergency personnel out of their embassy in Israel. And this is a Fox News report on it with statements from J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio, and Donald Trump.
Embassy in Israel now says that all non-essential staff, as well as their families, should leave the country if they are able to, if they want to, and it should happen today. Vance told the Washington Post overnight, the Trump team has no intention of engaging in a prolonged war.
Conflicting statements made by some American officials will continue to cast doubts and questions.
Eventually, they we'll have to have conversations about more than just the nuclear program.
Now we may have to take it a step further, or we may not.
So I'm very concerned. I think the evacuation of the U.S. embassy in Israel is a sign that they are preparing for this conflict. Now, these embassies, a lot of them are massive. There's a lot going on. It takes some time and logistics to be able to get everybody out, especially when you're talking about countries like Israel and Lebanon, where diplomats and people bring their entire families. And so it's not just a matter of getting out possibly hundreds of staff members, but also adding in their family members and maybe other people who aren't U.S. citizens, but work in some capacity with or for the United States in the embassy, and evacuating those people as well. So a lot of people trying to get out of the country, some logistics to move around. And we saw Lebanon a few days ago. Now we're seeing the Israeli embassy, I would guess Iraq, Kuwait, Qatar, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia are all going to come in the next few days or so as the United States is preparing for war with Iran. It's possible that they try to do some of the other embassies more quietly. Of course, this is, you know, not just an indication to me and other people in the United States, but also to the Iranians that the Americans are preparing for attack. You know, this is, if it's just a threat, then these aren't necessarily things that you have to do. The military buildup isn't about a regime change war. If it's just about trying to get the best deal possible from the Iranians, then you don't need to go as far as to evacuate the embassy staff. And so doing that, a real sign that we are getting very close to conflict here. Now, Donald Trump weighed in on negotiations today. This is what he had to say earlier today.
I'm not happy with the fact that they're not willing to give us what we have to have. So I'm not thrilled with that. We'll see what happens. We're talking later. We'll have some additional talks today. But no, I'm not happy with the way they're going.
So this is not a good sign. After the talks concluded in Geneva on Thursday, the Omanis who mediated the talks said there was significant progress made. The Omani foreign minister is out there today saying that a deal is close, a deal is achievable. The U.S. mediators and Iranian officials both said progress was made in those negotiations. However, there was no sign that either side bent on key issues. Following the meeting, the Iranians restated that their position, that they're willing to dilute their stockpile of 60% enriched uranium, I'm guessing back down to 3.67% or lower, in exchange for U.S. sanctions relief. The U.S. has made it clear that they're only offering minimal sanctions relief, not the kind of sanctions relief the Iranians are looking for. And they don't want Iran to dilute their stockpile of enriched uranium. They want Iran to give that stockpile of uranium to the United States. Now, again, I think the Iranians are very unlikely to do this. As they're not currently enriching uranium, they may see that this 60% enriched uranium is going to be the easiest way to have fuel for their nuclear reactors as they get up and running. And so there's a lot of reasons for the Iranians want to hold on to this. It's also valuable. And so I would doubt the Iranians would just want to give it away to the United States of America. I could see them maybe willing to sell it to the Russians or the Chinese or another country that may be interested in having it. But I don't think they're going to give it away to the United States. And so the Iranians are clear that that's their position. The U.S. say they want a permanent, a forever deal that severely restricts Iran's civilian nuclear energy program without any sunsets whatsoever, something that, again, the Iranians aren't going to agree to. And so Donald Trump saying that talks going poorly is 100% expected, right? These talks were not meant to successfully lead to a deal. And Trump saying this, I think, is a signal that this isn't the art of the deal where the U.S. is going in with high demands. They're making threats of using military force, but he's actually willing to compromise and agree to something like the 2015 Iran nuclear deal that the Iranians would be willing to agree to. But, you know, him saying talks aren't going well, again, I think a real signal that we are headed for war, because Donald Trump has made clear that if we don't get a deal, the military option is next. Now, later in the day, Donald Trump had this to say.
Did make a deal, but they don't want to quite go far enough, and it's too bad. Look, we've been playing with them for 47 years, and that's a long time. They've been blowing the legs off our people, blowing the face off our people, the arms. They've been knocking out ships one by one. But every month there's something else, so you can't put up with it too long. We're not happy with the negotiation. They just don't want to. They don't want to say the key words. We're not going to have a nuclear weapon. They have to say we're not going to have a nuclear weapon, and they just can't quite get there. They want to enrich a little bit. You don't have to enrich when you have that much oil. So I'm not happy with the negotiation.
This episode sponsored by YouBeauty. Looking for skincare that actually delivers transformative results? YouBeauty combines breakthrough science with simplicity. The multitasking resurfacing compound replaces multiple steps with one powerful yet balanced formula designed to visibly brighten, smooth, and even skin while helping minimize the look of pores, dark spots, and fine lines. And it's gentle enough for sensitive skin. Add their super hydrator for up to 48 hours of multi-level hydration that leaves skin looking plump, dewy, and glowing. streamline your routine, and see the difference for yourself. Shop now at youbeauty.com. This episode sponsored by YouBeauty. Looking for skincare that actually delivers transformative results? YouBeauty combines breakthrough science with simplicity. The multitasking resurfacing compound replaces multiple steps with one powerful yet balanced formula designed to visibly brighten, smooth, and even skin while helping minimize the look of pores, dark spots, and fine lines. And it's gentle enough for sensitive skin. Add their super hydrator for up to 48 hours of multi-level hydration that leaves skin looking plump, dewy, and glowing. Streamline your routine and see the difference for yourself. Shop now at youbeauty.com.
This entire rant from Donald Trump is absolutely unbelievable. The it would be one thing if Donald Trump was saying that the Iranians say they don't want a nuclear weapon, but because they have the enrichment program, we believe that's about one day obtaining a nuclear weapon. He's saying, and he keeps saying this, the Iranians are refusing to say they don't want a nuclear weapon, when if you look at a statement from any Iranian official, they all start off with, we don't want a nuclear weapon. Iran is probably the most incentivized country in the world to actually go and get a nuclear weapon. Iran looks at Saddam Hussein, they look at Muammar Gaddafi, they look at Nicolas Maduro, and they say, these are all countries that were on the United States enemies list that were, you know, middle powers like Iran is, and those leaders were all taken out or captured by the United States of America. They didn't have nuclear weapons. There's now three generations of the Kim family in North Korea, two of them using their stockpile of nuclear weapon as essentially repellent for American regime change. And Kim Jong-un makes this clear every time he gives a major address. North Korea is never going to give up their nuclear weapons because their nuclear weapons are what prevents the United States from taking over. And so if the Iranians look, what would be the best way to prevent the United States or Israel from attacking? The empirical evidence over the past two decades says nuclear weapons is the only thing that's going to prevent it. Look, Saddam tried to say, we don't have a nuclear weapons program. We don't have a weapons of mass destruction program. Gaddafi actually made a deal with the United States to verify he didn't have a weapons of mass destruction program. And guess what? They were both taken out anyways. And so a deal, an Iran nuclear deal, or a new deal that Trump signs with Iran from the Iranian position, why even take the deal? Because it seems like the Americans are just going to break it anyways. And again, the only way to really prevent regime change is a nuclear weapon. And so even though Iran has all that incentive, even if I were an advisor to the Ayatollah, I believe I would be telling the Ayatollah to try to make a nuclear weapon. Even with that, the Iranians are saying, we have a religious decree and we will not make a nuclear weapon. And every official is saying it from top down. It's clear policy in Iran. They don't want a nuclear weapon. And Donald Trump is telling the American people, the reason that we have to go to war with Iran is because they won't say they're not going to make a nuclear weapon. Which, again, Iranian officials are able to articulate this in English. It's not even that you have to have a translation for it. It's just a completely bonkers explanation. Now, one more thing in there. Donald Trump, you know, likes to tout this whole idea that Iran is the state sponsor of terror. They're always, you know, they're just nasty people, and they're always working to do nasty things, and you know, terrorism and malign influence. That, you know, these things get thrown around when it comes to Iran. And I believe what he's referring to there when he's talking about people's legs getting blown off is some of the IEDs in Iraq. I believe the ones with the copper core that the Shia militias were using against U.S. soldiers during the civil war in Iraq. That was, of course, caused by George Bush's regime change war. A lot of young, I think hundreds of young American men were killed, and many were permanently disabled because of that. Now, there is actually no evidence that those bombs were made in Iran. This is just a propaganda talking point that the neocons have had for two decades and I guess stuck into Trump's mind. So I thought that was worth bringing up there. And, you know, as Larry Johnson has done a really good job of pointing out recently, Shia terrorism is not a major problem in the Middle East. It's not a major problem for the United States. You know, the tats in the United States are all Sunni jihadists or Wahhabist inspired attacks, either Al-Qaeda or the Islamic State plotting, planning, or inspiring those attacks. It's not the Shia Muslims. So Donald Trump's solution to this, this is what he had to say earlier today.
Now that there will be regime change right away?
No, nobody's telling me that. You don't know. I mean, nobody knows. There might be and there might not be.
Mr. President,
it'd be nice if we could do it without, but sometimes you have to do it with. When you looked at what, look, we have the greatest military anywhere in the world. There's nothing close. I'd love not to use it, but sometimes you have to.
So, you know, Donald Trump has backed himself into this corner where if the Iranians don't agree to this sweeping deal that severely limits their nuclear, restrains their nuclear program, then he's going to order an attack on Iran. This isn't good for his presidency, but he's backed himself into this corner. And it seems that this is what he wants to do at this point, is to order an attack on Iran. Absolutely insane. As we heard from multiple analysis earlier this week on this show, McGregor and Johnson, this is not going to go well for the United States. From everything I've seen, Iran's offensive missile capabilities are going to very easily overwhelm the U.S. missile defense capabilities. And once U.S. troops start taking losses, once Israel starts getting hit hard, then what happens? How far does this war spiral out of control? But Donald Trump is just, you know, we got to use the military. They won't make a deal, so we got to use the military. Now, the most baffling part of all of this is that the media isn't saying to the president, Mr. President, you don't get to decide this. When are you going to Congress and asking for a declaration of war? Where do you, the president doesn't just get to decide that, oh, I demanded the Iranians made a deal and they didn't comply. So now I get to launch the entire U.S. military at the country of Iran. And yet that's exactly what he's doing. This should be the number one thing that the media is asking him, because it's the most likely thing to prevent the conflict, is that if this had to go to Congress, members of Congress don't want to vote for another regime change war in the Middle East, and so they won't. And it's going to tie the hands of the president at least a little bit. But the media isn't bringing this up because the media is pro-war, because they're just fine with going to war with the Iranians. It's why the Democrats, who are constantly looking for reasons and things to attack Donald Trump for, you know, things he's breaking the law or doing things illegal, this is the most obvious breach of the Constitution. Part of the reason we have the Constitution is to set up a system where one man doesn't get to decide to take an entire nation of 350 million people to war, and Donald Trump's going to do that. And his opposition, people who rapidly attack him over every little gesture, every little statement, every post on True Social, they find things to attack him over, make accusations, claim he's breaking the law. And here, he's actually doing something very terrible for the country and unconstitutional, and they have absolutely nothing to say about it. So the Democrats, the media, are clearly on board with this war and are not putting up any kind of meaningful resistance to Donald Trump becoming king of the country, where he's just ordering the military into major conflicts without any congressional approval whatsoever. Now, before I, you know, kind of wrap up talking about Iran here, I am worried we are going to see an attack in the coming days. Now, another sign of this, Marco Rubio today designated Iran as a state sponsor of, I think it's like unlawful arrest or wrongful detention. And as a part of this declaration, he ordered that all Americans should leave Iran. Now, I think this has been standing for some time where the State Department advises Americans not to travel to Iran. And so this isn't necessarily a major like shift in as far as the State Department stance. But I do think it's maybe a way for the State Department in a low-key way to send a message to any Americans that are in Iran that you need to leave very soon because something big is about to happen in the Middle East. And of course, that will be either the U.S. or Israel first going to war with Iran. So definitely everybody this weekend, all through next week, keep a very close eye on the news. You know, as Larry Johnson explained to us earlier in the week, announcements that flights are being canceled in the Middle East. We saw this in the middle of January when Donald Trump was considering a strike. It could be a sign that we are just days or hours away from bombing Iran. And I think right now we're in the days to weeks window. I am very concerned that this is going to happen. And again, there doesn't seem to be any real resistance in Washington to this policy. Now, Donald Trump was not done there. He had other countries to threaten, other regime changes to talk about. So this is the president's statement on Cuba today.
It's doing very badly and failing. Cuba right now is, to put it mildly, a failing nation. And I've been hearing about Cuba. I said before, since I'm a little boy, I've been hearing about Cuba and everybody wanted to change. And I can see that happening. Marco Rubio is dealing on it. And at a very high level. And, you know, they have no money, they have no oil, they have no food. And it's really right now a nation in deep trouble and they want our help.
So the U.S. policy towards Cuba is so sadistic under Trump and Rubio in particular, where they are trying to starve the population into submission, that they will make everybody so poor, so miserable, so hungry, so unable to afford food, provide medical care for their children, that they will do anything, including executing a regime change against their own government on behalf of the people who are inflicting pain against them to undo that. That's the U.S. policy on Cuba. Now, I don't think it's going to work. It hasn't worked for 6 to 7 decades with the U.S. embargo on Cuba. But Donald Trump does seem to be more determined here, and his Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, is one of the most notorious Cuba hawks that we have had in the United States. You know, his family is descended from Cuba, and so I think, you know, Rubio sees it his goal for his family, for his people, to enact a regime change in Cuba. And look, if that's something that Marco Rubio wants to do, he could hop on a boat and him and some of his buddies could go to Cuba and they could try to convince the people or try to take over the government if that's what they want to do. But he should not be allowed to use the United States government to work on this personal project of his to have regime change in Havana. Donald Trump seems to be going along with it. I don't think this is just some off-the-cuff remark of Donald Trump. I mean, he is talking here about, oh, I've heard about it since I was a child. But, you know, Donald Trump seems to be really enjoying pretending like he is solving long-standing problems right now. So, you know, oh, this has been a problem my entire life, and I'm the first president to be able to tackle it and resolve it. But we've had reports from the Wall Street Journal that Trump is wanting regime change in Cuba by the end of the year, that Marco Rubio is speaking with the grandson of Raul Castro. I think the initial plan is going to be a Cuba-like situation, or excuse me, Venezuela-like situation, where we replace the existing leadership in Cuba with somebody a little bit more willing to work with the United States, and then, you know, slowly prepare for a full-on regime change where we install a sop puppet government in Havana. So that a little bit of a longer-term thing to be concerned about, but Donald Trump does seem to have his sights set on Cuba as well as Iran. Now, before I wrap up today, I have to talk about this story. It is, you know, kind of outside of what I usually talk about on the show, but it does seem very important. And that is Anthropic, which is a country that does a lot with AI, was contracting with the Department of War. And they wanted to put in that contract a provision that basically said the Department of War can't use Anthropic AI for mass surveillance or for targeting. Makes a lot of sense. And the Trump administration reacted very sharply to that and said that they were considering a range of measures against Anthropic, threatening Anthropic to drop those conditions when the company refused. There were talks about the United States government just seizing Anthropic through a World War II era law. I believe it's the Defense Cooperation Act. They're thinking of invoking that. President Donald Trump announced shortly before we went on here today that he was canceling all contracts that the U.S. government has with Anthropic and giving a six-month deadline for that to happen. So this is Donald Trump moving more and more towards authoritarianism, that when a company doesn't do what the U.S. government wants them to do, we made threats, we threatened to seize that company. And I think that could be something on the horizon. They're going to try to bully Anthropic to give in. I'm guessing saying 6 months is Donald Trump trying to give some time for his threats to work. But you know, he's only going to be emboldened with each success. And so even if it's not the Defense Cooperation Act that they use to seize Anthropic, we could see them do it with another company. All right, everybody, that's where I'm going to wrap it up for today. Thank you all so much for tuning into this special episode of the Kyle Anzalone Show. Be sure you like and share out this video. Check out previous interviews and subscribe to the show. Again, Lawrence Wilkerson coming up on Monday's episode. You won't want to miss that episode. His insights will be absolutely crucial as we are on the brink of war with Iran. And of course, whenever you do all those things to support the show, helps the channel to grow, us to get bigger guests, be able to do more of these special episodes. So be sure you're doing all those things, and I'll see you all next week.
This episode sponsored by YouBeauty. Looking for skincare that actually delivers transformative results? YouBeauty combines breakthrough science with simplicity. The multitasking resurfacing compound replaces multiple steps with one powerful yet balanced formula, designed to visibly brighten, smooth, and even skin, while helping minimize the look of pores, dark spots, and fine lines. And it's gentle enough for sensitive skin. Add their super hydrator for up to 48 hours of multi-level hydration that leaves skin looking plump, dewy, and glowing. Streamline your routine and see the difference for yourself. Shop now at YouBeauty.com.